Welcome to the service of worship for Knox United Church Nepean for Sunday, November 21st, Children's Sunday. This service is being recorded for release as a podcast later in the day. Folks in the sanctuary will be following the order of service as best they can on the overhead screen, and folks at home can follow the podcast order that was circulated on Friday. Singing is safer at home in the podcast services, so people at home will hear the entire hymns and a variety of voices singing them. Our thanks to all of those who've let their voices be recorded throughout the pandemic. Provincial regulations about worship attendance have recently changed, but we have not changed our practices here at Knox. In the newsletter, you will find a summary of what the executive decided at its Tuesday meeting, but basically we're trying to be as safe as possible for as long as possible. Each week we invite people to bring us good news or prayer requests. Particularly today in the bulletin, you will find a prayer request. Your thoughts and prayers are requested for Mary and her family. Mary is now in palliative care. She is comfortable, and her family is with her. So please keep her in your thoughts and prayers. Does anybody else have any good news or anything that they would like to add about that sort of thing for themselves? Any good news to share? Okay, go for it.
So last Friday, Evelyn was in a concert, and she had a solo, and she did a great job. It was beautiful, and my parents came too, and that is it.
Congratulations. Any other good news to share? Okay. There is quite a lot in this week's newsletter, as well as some seasonal news as Advent approaches. Please check it out. We encourage you to share your own good news and prayer requests. To do that, just call the office at 613-829-2266 or office at knoxnepean.ca, and you can do that with good news, with prayer requests, or with announcements that need to be made. Or, of course, if you want to register for a service. It is possible to get on the list to come every week, and that'll save you having to call every week. To my knowledge, these are all the announcements for today. Let us prepare for worship. Call to worship is printed in the bulletin and on the screen. I would invite you to stand. God calls us here. God lives everywhere. We are never far from God.
So why do we gather together?
When we gather, we meet God in a special way.
It is easier for us to feel God's presence. To see God in the faces of other people.
Our hymn is, You Servants of God. Please be seated. Our opening prayer is a unison prayer. If you need to stand, stand right up again, please. Let us pray together. Thank you, God, for bringing us together. Sometimes we get lonely when we are apart. Help us to remember that we are never alone, that you are always here. And when we get together, let us see the way your love surrounds us, just as your people are around us. May we share your love with others, so no one needs to be lonely. Amen. Now we have here three kids, and two of them are named Charlotte. Hi there. Have a seat. You're going to sit back? No. They should stay right where they are. Okay, come on around. Is that good? Yeah? Okay. So any ideas, and it's okay to say his name. Sometimes I worry a bit about that because we're podcasting, and saying our guest's name on the podcast might get us in trouble with the Disney lawyers. But Ian has agreed to bleep out that name whenever it's said. So, not a problem. But do any of you know who's coming to visit us today? Any guesses? What happens every time we put this up? Who comes? I'll give you a hint. He's little. And he's green. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly.
Spelled with a C.
There you go. That's another way to handle it. Very good. Well, that's kind of fun. And you know, one of the things that we joke a little bit about, but for a long time, we couldn't see each other, could we? And we couldn't have visitors. And we couldn't have visitors come from far away because the borders were closed. And we all know that hangs out in California, spelled with a K. And so now, oh, Charlotte got that one. Thank you. So now we're allowed to go back and forth and we're allowed to have visitors again. But you notice something? We're still all wearing our masks, aren't we? Why are we wearing our masks? It's because we want to help other people. It's because we want to protect people. The masks protect us a bit, but they protect other people more. So that the stuff that always we breathe out gets caught by the mask. It doesn't go out into the air and get everywhere. And that's a really important thing for us to remember. God wants us to look out for each other. God wants us to help each other and protect each other. And so that's why we have to do stuff like this. We wear the masks. We don't get too close so that we're not breathing each other's air all the time when we are talking to people that don't live in our house. We're very careful. Does it get hard sometimes? Yeah. Having to remember to put the mask on. And then your ears start to hurt. And if you open your mouth too wide, it slides down over your nose. Maybe that depends on how big a mouth you have. I've got a very big mouth. But there's all these complications. But, you know, it's still worth it because we're helping other people. And that's what God wants us to do. Okay, let's fold our hands and we'll have a prayer. Dear God, thank you for being healthy. Thank you that we can help to protect other people. People look after us, like our parents and grandparents, our friends and our teachers. Help us, we pray, to look after others too. Because that's a way of showing your love. Amen. Thank you. So, you guys are where you belong. You can go back to your seat, little Charlotte, but you can come back in a minute or two because our special guest is coming.
Our responsive psalm for this morning is taken from Psalm 107, the first 9 verses. That's part 1 in Voices United 831.
O give thanks, for God is gracious.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Let the redeemed of God say so, those redeemed from trouble,
whom God gathered in from the lands,
from the east and the west,
from the north and the south.
Some lost their way in desert wastes, finding no place to settle.
Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them.
Then they cried to you, God, in their trouble. You rescued them from their distress.
You led them by a straight path till they reached a place to settle.
Let them thank you, O God, for your steadfast love, for the wonders you do for us.
For you satisfy the thirsty and fill the hungry with good things.
Good morning. Our reading today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 to 9 from the New Revised Standard Version. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn.
Creation's fear. So I would invite the smaller Charlotte, wherever she may be in the audience, congregation. Sorry. to come down so she can see and hear a little better. And she's brought a friend with her. Isn't that lovely? So everybody, children, young and old, let's welcome a very familiar frog, our friend.
Shh! Don't say my name.
Really? Are you still being an international frog of mystery?
Exactly.
But why? The border's open now. You don't need to sneak across.
I don't want the crows to know who I am.
Crows? What crows?
The pandemic crows. You know, COVID-19. Corvids are birds, like crows and ravens.
Well, that's just silly.
No, it's not. Alfred Hitchcock warned us. That's why we have to wear masks, so the crows don't recognize us.
Oh, you silly frog. You don't need to be afraid of birds.
Oh, yeah? Well, I could tell you a thing about those frog-eating herons that would curl your hair.
Okay, first of all, it's COVID-19, not Corvid. It's a coronavirus, and we wear masks to stop it from spreading.
Really? So I don't need to worry about crows?
Really? And you don't have to wear a mask either. Frogs can't get COVID. I checked when I heard you were coming.
Oh, that's great.
Speaking of masks, how do you keep yours on? You don't seem to have any ears.
I have a special clip. Hey, can you help me take mine off?
Sure, one sec.
Thanks. Can you help my friends with theirs too?
Sure, where are they?
Over there, on the table. They're sharing one big mask.
That's not a mask. That's just a big piece of cloth.
Thanks very much. Now they can all breathe easier.
That's a lot of frogs. Who are they?
Ah, they're my posse. My peeps.
Peeps, really?
Spring peepers, actually. But only the little ones. There are some bullfrogs, too. They don't peep. We hired a tour bus and came up together.
You do know that they're all statues, except for the ones that are stuffed, right?
Hey, there's no need to comment on their eating habits.
You know what I mean. They're not alive. These are faux frogs.
Yeah, I know. But it's been such a long pandemic that I got lonely. So I gathered all these frogs around me for company.
That's so sad. I'm sorry that you had to do that.
Well, it gave me something to talk to. I mean, they're all pretty good listeners.
Did any of them talk back?
Well, actually, I've got a good imagination. Not only can they talk back, but we even sing together as a frog chorus sometimes. Didn't you ever have an imaginary friend?
Well, I still do. We act out scenes together.
Oh, that's great. Imaginary friends are good, but I'm glad we can get back together in person again.
It's better to get together, but some people still can't. They're being extra careful until they know it's safe that they won't get sick.
Wow. I didn't know that. I just thought they had to avoid the crows.
It's not crows, remember? It's a virus.
Right. So it's good to be careful. I guess a lot of people have been lonely and apart.
That's right.
Do you think God knows how these people feel?
Oh, I'm sure God knows. Did you listen to our Bible lesson today?
Well, yeah, but it wasn't about a pandemic.
Close enough. It was about a time when God's people had been taken away from their homes and scattered throughout a lot of different countries. People were separated from family and friends, and phones hadn't been invented yet, so they were worried about each other and sad and alone.
That's terrible!
But in our lesson today, God promises to bring everyone back together, so they don't have to be apart anymore.
Yay!
What I really like is that God promises to include everyone, not just the ones that can get home easily, but everyone, the old and the young, the ones who need to be helped, who have a hard time getting around.
Why is that so important?
Well, not everyone is big and strong. Not everyone can run or walk easily.
Or hop.
Right, or hop. There are lots of people who need help with basic things. Those people often feel like they are left out, or even worse,
not welcome.
I never thought of that.
But God knows all about it. And that's what's so important about this reading. God really wants us to hear that everyone matters and that everyone is included in the promise that we will get back together. No one is left out.
Well, that's really good news. I know I've been feeling homesick. I've had to stay away from where I grew up and from all my friends.
Where is that?
Where else? The swamp.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's a great place. And I really want to go back for a visit. Do you want to hear about it?
You want to talk about the swamp?
No. I want to sing about it. Yeah. Sing out for the swamp and sing out for the ooze. The life of a frog is a life you should choose. Sing out for the mud and sing out for the bog. It's ever so jolly just being a frog. Frog, 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 frog. Frog. We love the old mud hole we sit and we soak. The feeling's so good that we just gotta croak. The muck and the mire, the slush and the slime are the reasons a frog has a wonderful time. Time, 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 time. Oh, what could compare with a day in the swamp? The snakes and the spiders, the cold and the damp. That's damp. I'm fond of the pond, be it ebb tide or flood. I love the old swamp. Oh, there's mud in my blood. Mud, 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 oomp, mud, mud, mud. Sing out for the swamp and sing out for the ooze. The life of a frog is a life you should choose. Sing out for the mud and sing out for the bog. It's ever so jolly, ever so jolly, ever so jolly. Just being a frog.
That sounds great. But when you go back, won't all these friends of yours sink?
Hey, going underwater is what being a frog is all about.
Well, yes, but they can't swim back out. You'll have to help them.
I never thought of that. That sounds like a lot of work.
Well, true, but maybe you could get your other friends to help.
Yeah, or maybe these guys could stay in the bus.
Remember our Bible reading today? Wasn't it about making sure that everyone got to come home, even the ones who have trouble moving?
Yeah, you're right. Leaving them in the bus wouldn't be good. I'll bring them, and our whole frog community can help them move.
I'm proud of you, Mystery Frog.
Hey, I've just thought about something. If everyone is welcome, does that mean crows are welcome too?
Oh, will you stop it with the crows? Crows are not a problem.
Well, what about herons?
Everyone is welcome, even herons.
You know, that's going to be a hard sell around the swamp. Those birds can get hungry.
Do they eat more than some of those monsters you've worked with?
All right, good point. I never thought of that either. All right, you've convinced me. Everyone means everyone. They're all welcome.
Good for you.
That means you too. When are you coming to the swamp?
Well, that's very kind, but I don't think so. When I cross the border, I'm going to the New Kids on the Block concert, not the swamps.
Uh-huh. You don't know what you're missing.
Oh, yes, I do. I heard your song.
Good point. Okay. Well, I'll just have to keep showing up here then.
We'd all like that, Mystery Frog.
Okay. See you next time. I got to go warm up the bus.
Bye, Froggy.
Bye.
Having heard that, our response has already begun. This is great.
Our next hymn is also from More Voices, number 48, I Can Feel You Near Me, God, which we also know as Jump for Joy, and the words are also printed in the order of service.
I know you're with me, God, I feel you here. I can feel you.
Very good. Please be seated. Let us join our hearts together in our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession, which will conclude with the sharing of the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you that you have seen things change over time, and you have watched as the human race has dealt with challenges that we can barely imagine in these modern times. We find ourselves right now struggling with the hopefully tail end of the pandemic, all of the time that we've spent apart and not knowing how long that will continue. We thank you that we can get together at least a little bit. And we thank you that the opportunities will be increasing and the ways of staying safe hopefully will also increase. We thank you for all the blessings that you've made and for all the people that have worked so hard to help others, all of those who have been on the front lines in the medical fields, those who have worked so hard to produce vaccinations that will protect all ages. Gracious God, bless them. Give them rest and protect them from those who react so badly to them. Loving God, be with us as we gather. Keep us safe and keep us wise as we seek to prevent anyone else from getting sick and as we seek to share your love by protecting each other. Loving God, there are things that are beyond our control. We hate to admit that, but we are incomplete creatures, and you do watch over us in so many ways. And so we ask for your help. We ask for your healing and your strength and your comfort and your wisdom in all those situations that get outside our grasp. Particularly right now, we pray for all of those who are facing difficult medical times. We pray for Mary Rose and all of the people that love her as she is in her palliative stage of her life. Watch over her and bring her safely to you. Be with her family and let them be drawn in by your love and by your comfort. Loving God, be with each person that we can think of in our own hearts, all those people that we know are facing difficulties, whether they be medical difficulties or simply being isolated and unable to gather. We pause for a moment in silence to lift up their names in our hearts for you. We thank you, loving God, that you hear our prayers. Reach out through us and into everyone's lives so that all may feel your touch and be comforted by your presence. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, who lived in this world amongst friends and family, who shared your love with all that he met, and who taught us to pray together in these words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is found in Voices United at number 642, and it's also printed in the order of service, Be Thou My Vision.
Save that thou art.
Go now in peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with each one of you, this day and forevermore.